Hello, it's Barry Horowitz, and you are listening to The Strategy Game, a podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 54, and it's called Lessons on Pitching. I'm writing this, or speaking this, as the fall semester wraps up at Boston University, where as an adjunct professor, I teach a course in entrepreneurship. I end the class by having the students present an investor pitch to a panel of faculty and investors. It's a great exercise for helping students learn what matters and what doesn't when selling an idea. Some of those lessons are worth sharing here, because whether you're an entrepreneur seeking funding for a new venture or a nonprofit seeking support for a fresh initiative, at some level, we're all in the business of pitching. First of all, finding the big idea. For many entrepreneurs, inspiration comes from observation, noticing issues in everyday life where something doesn't work quite right or makes sense. Maybe somebody notices people going to great lengths to develop a workaround. Maybe there are unsolved problems that occur repeatedly. According to a story I heard, it may not be true, a bicycle repair person noticed a number of customers coming into their shop with bicycles that were damaged in strange ways. They learned that these customers were riding their bicycles on hiking trails rather than on roads. It occurred to this person that a more solidly built bike might be better for this purpose, and thus the first mountain bike was born. Another common source of inspiration is the combination of ideas across markets. My friend Sung mixed gaming with oral care, for example, and came up with a gamified toothbrush for kids that encourages them to brush for the right amount of time. Whatever the inspiration, it all starts with an idea. However, as my students soon learn, coming up with the big idea is actually the easy part. Turning an idea into a viable product or service, let alone a viable company, involves many steps. First of all, is there a market? Are there enough target buyers to support the time, money, and effort required to develop a solution? How serious is the problem? Sometimes the things that annoy us greatly are not that significant to others. And so, while there may theoretically be enough people to purchase the product or service, do others think this is a problem worth fixing? Beyond getting a verbal confirmation to that question, it's best to create a way for people to demonstrate their interest. The most common approach to that is to create some form of minimal viable product that enables people to react or not. One example of a low-cost MVP, minimal viable product, that was done by students who created a service called Wanderoo. They envisioned a kayak, a service that helps you find low-cost airplane flights, for buses and trains, particularly between New York and Boston. Rather than build out the service, though, they instead bought some Google AdWords to capture people searching for that trip. Clicking through their ad would take you to a landing page that explained the service wasn't live yet, but you could enter your email address to be notified when it was. This is not the same as making a purchase, but it's one level higher in demonstrating interest than simply asking the question in a survey. What will it take? This step is big enough to require its own newsletter, but suffice it to say it involves a lot of research and estimation, or educated guessing, about steps required, what things cost, how you would get the product or service built, how you would bring it to market, how prospective customers learn about it, etc., etc. Having done all that, you need to determine how much funding is required to get started and how you might raise that funding. You might bootstrap it if the need is small, either self-funding or personal credit cards. You might tap friends and family for small initial steps, or you might approach angel investors or venture capitalists if the idea has the potential to be very large. Making the pitch. The pitch deck refers to a brief presentation that makes the case for investment. In my class, I restrict the time to 10 minutes or less, since that's close to what an angel group might permit. And it's a good challenge. Delivering a concise message that explains the problem, demonstrates its potential, shows you have the team and the product or service needed, and makes the case for why an investment will help both you and the investor succeed. This means having a tight focus on what matters and ignoring the rest. There's a tendency in these things to cover too much ground, leaving less time to be clear about the specific problem being addressed and how. The purpose of these pitches is not to convince investors to invest on the spot. Real life is not like Shark Tank. Rather, it's to create enough interest among investors that they want to learn more and schedule a second meeting. So a few reflections on this. Several of these lessons apply to many other situations, entrepreneurial or not, where you are trying to convince someone to support your ideas. A few final thoughts. One, validate. Make sure your idea is not something only you and a few others consider worth addressing. Two, clarify. Be specific about execution. It's far harder to support a conceptual idea than one where a clear path to implementation is defined. And three, engage. Tell a compelling story, one that enables people to understand the magnitude of the problem and the value of your solution. If you can capture their attention, they will invite further discussion. Thanks for listening.